You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Opening day is always an exciting time in the town for us Royals fans. And going back to the K, that's what I love. It just brings back spring and summertime, the best time of the year. That's what it signifies for me. And today at the K, as the Royals will come on out and play at about 2 o'clock, Frank White will throw out the first pitch, and it'll mark the 50 years since Frank White first stepped onto the field at Kauffman Stadium as a member for the Royals. Remember, Frank White is a hometown kid. He even helped build the stadium. He was on the crew to help build Kauffman Stadium. So, love to see Frank White coming back home to the K and throwing out the first pitch. No better person either, man. Frank White is a legend. Him, Dick Houser, and George Brett are the only players and managers in Royals history to have their number retired. So Frank White, the legend, nobody better to throw out the first pitch at the K. And by the way, I will be out there at the K today, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Rosie Perez has some strong words for Hollywood. Find out what they are coming up in the shade.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs to reach the mid-60s. Sunny skies. Currently, you're clear 41 on 18th and Vine. Rosie Perez shared her thoughts on Latino representation in Hollywood during an interview with Variety. And she ain't happy.
My thoughts on Latino representation in Hollywood is that it sucks. Has it gotten better? Yes, it has. It is improving year by year, decade by decade, but we still have an immensely long way to go. We are the most underrepresented group outside of Native American in the Hollywood system. Yet, we make up the biggest consumer in the Hollywood system. It doesn't make sense. The math doesn't add up, and things still need to change, so I am not happy. I've been in this business for 30 plus years.
Rosie Perez also admits that she blew it when auditioning for the role of Trinity in 1999's The Matrix.
That was The Matrix. It was for the Carrie Ann Moss role. It was horrible. As I was walking out, I was like, I know I didn't get the job. I really sucked. And they were like, no. And the casting director was trying not to laugh. And then finally I looked at her and go, I really sucked. And she just burst out laughing. That's one thing that I know about myself. That is part of my power. I know when I'm good and I know when I'm not. And I have the confidence to acknowledge both.
TMZ has reported that Tory Lanez's attorney has filed an appeal following him being convicted in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Apparently, Lanez is seeking that his conviction be thrown out, claiming that prosecutors used irrelevant evidence during the trial. Lanez's lawyer claims that the legal documents prosecutors submit during the trial show Tory with a firearm on his chest. During the trial, prosecutors said it was for identification purposes, but his lawyer disagreed, saying that the prosecution's attempt to convince the jury that his client had a fondness for weapons. Tory Lanez is facing 22 years in prison for 3 felony firearms violations and is scheduled to be sentenced next month. And in more Megan Thee Stallion news, she, along with Lauryn Hill, will be headlining the 2023 Essence Festival of Culture in New Orleans. Wizkid, Monica, Coco Jones, and more will perform on the Festival of Culture stage, while Jermaine Dupri and Dougie Fresh will be putting together a special performance commemorating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Essence Festival kicks off on June 29th and ends on July 3rd. And Megan Thee Stallion is just going to be everywhere. She will be throwing out the first pitch at the Houston Astros opening day game. The game starts at 7 o'clock tonight. But tune in at about 6 o'clock to see what kind of arm Megan is working with. She got to do better than what 50 Cent did when he threw out the first pitch for the Mets some years back. If you're in a laughing mood, go to YouTube and look at that video. 50 Cent was out there throwing pitches like Jang-a-lane.
Name Jang-a-lane, Jang-a-lane.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You cannot create more hours in the day or more days in the year. Yet you can always make more meaningful use of the time you have. That does not mean cramming every part of the day full of busyness and activity. It means prioritizing all you do with the highest priority on what matters most. Can you identify activities in your life that consume time yet provide negligible value to anyone, including you? Would it really be so difficult to give less time to them? Time can be a highly valuable resource, or it can be a wasted resource. It all depends on whether or not the time you spend adds to the richness of life. Every minute you invest in one direction is a minute you've chosen not to invest in all the other possible directions. Make sure your choice benefits life while acknowledging the value and potential of life. What is meaningful to you? Whoever or whatever that may be, the most impactful way to give your support is with your time. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door. Now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids because I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Max Sauce in the building holding our KC kids down. 654 today. Look for highs to reach the upper 60s. Sunny skies later on. 41 and mostly clear right now. 18th and Vine. Look your best and do your best. Here's a message to our Kansas City kids.
Listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So yesterday, the Kansas City Royals owner John Sherman held another press conference about things that's going on with the Royals with the new season starting up today. And one of the big things that came out of this press conference was the potential site of a new Royal stadium. And during the conference, Sherman confirmed that the new stadium could potentially be in East Village. And the organization has done a lot of research on that area. And he said the process for the new stadium is still complicated. And eventually, the Chiefs will be involved in the process as well, with the hope for a plan by the August ballot at the earliest. So this thing could get pushed to next year as well. The East Village is one of five potential sites the Royals have looked at. The Royals have also considered the old Kansas City Star Building in North Kansas City as possible sites. Now, let's get on this old Kansas City Star Building right there near Grand by the T-Mobile Center. I saw the renderings of this yesterday. And if the Royals will move, if they do move downtown, I think it's going to happen regardless of what you and I think about it. I think they're going to make it happen anyway. That location, I think, is a great location. It's right there, right before Truman, right before you get to the T-Mobile Center. And what, and it's interesting what they're going to do with the highway. Like, it's all going to be one spacious area. And a lot of people are talking about parking and all this other stuff. Look, y'all, this is why we're building the streetcar. This is why. so people can have access all the way from Westport, from the plaza. They can just get on the streetcar, no drinking and driving, none of that type of stuff. You can just go right downtown to the stadiums or shop or eat or whatever. These are the major league things that we're going to have to do if we want to be a major league city. I'm just saying.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Opening day for our Kansas City Royals. But there's something else that's on my mind besides our Royals. And it is the fact that the new game, MLB The Show 23, is going to feature, for the first time, Negro League baseball players. And this is monumental for me as a lifelong video game player. The man who had a part in making it happen is one of our favorite guests on this show. Y'all know who it is. The man who can dress like no other, Mr. Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro League's Baseball Museum. Mr. Kendrick, how you feeling this morning?
Brian, I am feeling amazing, man. You're right. It's opening day, and there is nothing like opening day on this planet. I mean, it is different from any other sport. You just cannot beat opening day. And then you add that dimension of what you just mentioned, the inclusion of the Negro Leagues into the video game MLB The Show. It's cause for celebration, and I'll go out and root on our Royals, but I am basking in the glow of having accomplished something that we never really thought would happen. We had dreamt that it might happen, but I wasn't sure if it would ever happen.
Speaking with Mr. Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum down there on 18th and Vine. If you haven't gone, shame on you. Go today or go tomorrow. And we're talking about the inclusion of the Negro Leagues in the new game, MLB The Show, which will be on PlayStation 5, Xbox One. Mr. Kendrick, take me into how this partnership started.
It goes back, I guess, almost 18 months now, when Ramon Russell over at Sony reached out to me. And this was just about the possibility to open up discussion to see. They were somewhat interested in seeing if Negro Leagues could be somehow integrated into the game. And the conversations continued, and the more they continued, and I told stories and story after story after story, you could tell that they were getting more excited about this possibility. Next thing I know, Brian, last August, we got a full-fledged production crew set up at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And at that point, it was lights, cameras, and action, man. I'm sitting down in front of the camera, and I'm telling stories. And this game release wasn't supposed to happen until 24. But they fell in love with the stories as well. They moved the timetable up. And, of course, this week, the game was released. Last week, some of the folks got early access to the game. Based on the initial reaction, man, people have just absolutely gone bonkers over the inclusion of the Negro Leagues. And what I'm excited about is that they're loving the stories that I'm sharing in the video game.
Mr. Kendrick, I'm seeing that some playable characters are Rube Foster, who is the godfather of the Negro Leagues, Hank Thompson, Casey's own Buck O'Neill, Jackie Robinson, and a host of others. When you see these animations on this game, Mr. Kendrick, and you look back to the early days of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, take me through your emotions in seeing this.
Oh, it just fills you with tremendous pride because, Brian, as you well know, this is a museum, man, that started in a little one-room office in 1990. And we've grown leaps and bounds to the point that we're recognized as America's National Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. But I was telling a reporter earlier this week, the inclusion of the Negro Leagues in this video game, MLB The Show 23, will reach more young people on this digital platform than the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum has reached in its last 33 years. That's the power of this platform. And I know there are probably some people saying, well, it's just a video game. No, it is not just a video game. And the opportunity to create a platform that you can go out and engage young people and young adults around a piece of history that they really didn't know very much about is what this opportunity provides. And of course, there's a financial windfall for the museum as well as just a licensing partnership with Sony PlayStation. And there's a charitable component as well. We get a dollar from every collector edition of the game sold. and they raised over $500,000 for the Jackie Robinson Foundation when Jackie Robinson was on the cover of the game. So there's certainly some financial ramifications associated with this, but just the tremendous pride, man, of the Negro Leagues getting the attention that they so sorely deserve, and the museum right there in the midst of helping make it happen.
I love it. I cannot wait to buy this game. And for those who think that it is only a video game, it's not. The video games are an introductory tool for kids to learn more about the Negro Leagues. Because when I was a kid, Mr. Kendrick, I was an avid video game player. And the way that I knew about so many players in the NFL specifically, because I was a big Madden and Tecmo Bowl player, was because I was into the video games all the time. I knew these guys. I knew their attributes. And this same logic can be applied to teaching the history of the Negro Leagues to people who may not have who doesn't have the luxury that we have in Kansas City of being here with the Negro Leagues. So it's way more than just a video game. They're going to learn about the history, about the more than 100 year history of the Negro Leagues with this game. And that's why I'm so excited about MLB The Show 23.
Yeah, no, man, it is absolutely cause to be excited. This is a watershed moment for our museum. And it is really going to be very special. It is really going to be very special to see this happen. And like I said, the overwhelmingly positive response that we're getting from this. I mean, people are going to fall in love with these Negro League players, and we're going to do this over the next 5 years.
Yes.
And it's just one of those things that it hopefully will keep growing and growing and growing in magnitude, the learning possibilities that go along with it. And man, who would have thought that old Bob would be in a video game?
Love to see it, because you always are a great representation of our city, and we love and appreciate you for that, Mr. Kendrick. Go ahead and buy your kids MLB The Show 23. It's for adults too, to be honest with you.
It really is.
Oh yeah, available everywhere. And Mr. Kendrick, I gotta come have you back on the show. We got Jazz and Jackie coming up. I know we got the Hot Dog Festival coming up in the summertime. Can't wait to talk to you about it then.
All right, Brian, man. Looking forward to it. Thank you as always.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:24 today. Look for highs to reach the lower 70s. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 41 in Overland Park. News 12 in New Jersey has reported that Flo Rida's 6-year-old son is currently in ICU after suffering a series of injuries from a 5-story fall from the rapper's apartment building, reportedly hitting the pavement. Oh, Lord. The boy's mother has since filed a lawsuit against the owners and management of the Jersey City, New Jersey apartment building, which she said was equipped with windows that posed a hazardous condition and/or by installing incorrect size guards. According to the lawsuit, the small child has incurred and in the future will incur expenses for his treatment of injuries, has been disabled and in the future will be disabled and not be able to perform his usual functions, and has been and in the future will be caused great pain and suffering. Sending out big prayers for that young boy and the family of Flo Rida. Tamika Scott has responded to her sister Latasha Scott as the escape drama continues and provides receipts for the $30,000 she claims was stolen from her.
Miss Diane already explained to everybody that she signed all of us up for sound exchange, but I will clear my name. I will show you a few pieces of evidence that shows how they went in and they changed my address to their address. How they changed my email. Everything that Ms. Diane did was changed by my sister, Latasha Scott. That will give you evidence. Now, the misconception is the $30,000. It wasn't one check. It was multiple checks. I was very nice. I was being very nice to say that only $30,000 was stolen from me. You want your apology? How about I give them proof? What you did. I'm not trying to bury you, but I will clear my name.
Ain't neither one of them sisters backing down, and this beef ain't gonna end no time soon. Why don't y'all just have a conversation off the internet? Easier said than done, but that's how conflicts are resolved. Cardi B announced yesterday that her vodka-infused whipped cream has gone double platinum. She stated in a press release, boozy and beautiful since day one, and 2 million cans later, there's no slowing us down. A small can retails for $5.99, and the price is $14.99 for a large one. Very affordable for your weekend rendezvous.
Ow.
And yesterday I reported that Eva Marcille has filed for divorce from her husband Michael Sterling after nearly 5 years of marriage. Now he has spoken out about her divorce filings, and he is making it clear that he is fighting for his marriage. I know that's right. In a statement, Michael said, "I am not going to lose my wife. I'm going to fight for her with every fiber in my being." As he went into his Robin Thicke, "I love her, and I plan to show her how much I love her and that our love is strong enough to get to the other side." Yes, sir, I'm down for that, Michael. Matter of fact, just do this. Go get your knee pads and listen to some Keith Sweat. The King of Begging. You get her back after the weekend, dog. Trust me.
I surely will.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's that time to say happy birthday to those self-motivated, magnetic personality having, risk-taking and bold Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Celine Dion is celebrating her 55th birthday. Country singer Thomas Rhett turns 33. The legend MC Hammer turns 61. TV show host Piers Morgan turns 58. Former cornerback Richard Sherman turns 35. Legendary guitarist Eric Clapton celebrating his 78th birthday. Folk singer Tracy Chapman turns 59. Jazz singer Norah Jones turns 44. And music producer Sean Garrett celebrating his 44th birthday. Let's go home to KC to wish some of our fam in the town some happy birthdays. Marquita Townsend, Deborah Holden Johnson, and Thomas Clement, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Catrice MC and Richard Walker. Plus, sending birthday love to Shelby Garza, Angela Brown, and everybody else born on March 30th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Hey.
Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is D'Angela.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not convinced on that doing good. You kind of stumbled on that. You sure? Everything all right?
I'm good. I was trying to connect to my headphones Yeah, it wasn't working.
All right. You better have your KC fitted on today, too, for the Royals, you know?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Kids got it on, too.
That's what I like. All right, let's go. Finish these lyrics. That's My Jam.
Oh, I've been dreaming about it. And it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going before we get lost.
Why you put that little extra on there? I heard that. But can we get lost? I love it. Hey, you got 2 digital tickets to go to the Straight Joke Snow Chaser Comedy Show. Mike Epps, Cedric the Entertainer, Earthquake, DL Hughley, DC Unfly, all will be in the building. It's going to be hilarious. April 8th at the T-Mobile Center. And you got qualified for a $1,000 check in Mad Cash because we cutting that tomorrow. Your name could be on it now.
Oh, buddy.
Tell Kansas City, what's your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B in the town?
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that beat.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in mad cash.
Hey, I get money. That's something I like to do.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Yeah.
Kansas City's number one.
Hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.